In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that I don't do as your pastor is look at individual giving histories. I don't want to be tempted to treat people differently if they give a lot or just a little bit. And part of the reason I do this is because at my last parish I couldn't do that, because I was the entire parish staff. I did everything. I entered the information from the envelopes into the database, and I prepared the donation letters at the end of the year. And I remember being shocked the first time I did it at what some people gave or didn't give. We had one fellow who was quite well off. He had a very fat government pension, and he gave us $2 a week. Probably had given us $2 a week since 1950. And then there were little ladies who were widows, who were on Social Security or disability, and they gave us far more than that, which was even more remarkable because I knew how little that they had. And that's why I don't want to know, because I don't want to judge someone based on what they give or don't give. You know, there's very little correlation between generosity and how much or how little a person has. There are wealthy people who are very generous, not just in the amount that they give, but in the proportion of their wealth that they give to others. And then there are people who are wealthy who are cheap. There are people who are poor who are very generous with what they have, what little they have. And then there are poor people who are cheap. Two different things. You know, just because someone's wealthy doesn't mean they're generous, and just because someone is poor doesn't mean they're generous. Today in our scripture readings we have two good examples. Two examples of women with very little, and yet they are very generous. Generous in contributing what they have to the mission of God, to God's ends. We find in our first reading the widow of Zarephath. Very interesting, because she's not Jewish, she's a pagan. And yet, when God's messenger Elijah comes to her and asks for food, she gives it to him, even though she has very little herself, just enough for one final meal. And the reason why it's the final meal? She has no prospects of getting any more food because it's a time of famine. She and her son are going to eat a final meal, and then they're going to die of starvation. And yet, when she is asked for food and promised that her food will not run out, she accepts God's word. And because of this, both the prophet and she and her son are able to eat for a whole year with what they should have been able to eat a single meal from. Then there is the little widow who puts in two small coins. I got one of those coins, not that coin, but that type of coin a few years ago for Christmas. It's a tiny little thing. And two of them were all that she had. And she gave everything that she had to the temple treasury for the worship and the glory of God. She didn't do this expecting to receive some special blessing or to have a building named after her. She didn't blow a trumpet before her when she went to the temple area to deposit this in the treasury. She just gave it. And she is remembered for this act 2,000 years after it happened. Truly a remarkable thing. So what is the point of all of this? It is that we need to be generous to God with what we have. Now, oftentimes people say, well, do I have enough? You never have enough. Remember a few weeks ago when we had the big lotto jackpot? Yeah, your pastor, he went up to Idaho, got some tickets. You know how many numbers I got right? One. No $1 billion for me. Well, one of the interesting things is in the paper they had an article about how many people who have won the lottery have went bankrupt. You get all this money that you didn't have before, and they run through it, and not just run through it, they spend more than they have. They go bankrupt. It's amazing how our wants will become as big as we let them. We never have enough, so that shouldn't be the determining factor. Really, what the determining factor should be is how generous can we be to God in response to how generous He is to us. You know, think about it. We receive everything that we have from God, whether it be our possessions or our abilities or even our very existence. It is all a free gift to us from God. Now, what does God give to us besides this? God gives us His very self. In the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God gives Himself, His own life, to us and for us. For God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. Now, if God is that generous to us, how generous can we be to Him? Perhaps to the point, if necessary, of giving everything that we have back to Him for His end and for the spread of His gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.